just moving right along. National Classic Movie Day. Oh no, if they're black and white, Daniel won't want to watch them. It's National Mimosa Day. It's also National Barbecue Day. And it's National Piercing Day. So if you have a loved one with a piercing, you should honor them. If you have a boyfriend with a piercing in his weenie, you can do whatever you want to do with that. Okay. Just honor the piercing is what I'm saying. It's also Honor Our LGBT Elders Day. So Big Fatty and Auntie Scott, I honor you both.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's also Honor Big Fatty Weenie Day.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4271 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 18th of June 2024, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and y'all, we're going to head into memory lane. Hello, bleachers, Big Fatty, hi, everyone, I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all, you're bleachers today, because y'all, Hortensia. Hortensia comes today, and y'all, when she leaves, the place smells like the Clorox factory. Yes, Big Fatty, thank hydrogen. It's true. Better than smelling like your butthole. Well, that's that's probably true, too. And with that, y'all, I think we'll just get right into it. What, your butthole? No, my day. Big Fatty. Happy music, yes, the calm, happy music for a hot, Tuesday. Y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I did not see the Nip or the Haunt Cub nor Bestie Bill at all on Sunday. Y'all, they were probably off gallivanting. I know they were wanting to go to the, as they say up north, the shore. Big Fatty, well, okay. But it's very shorey at the shore. Well, it's also very sandy at the beach. And I think that's where they wanted to go. I don't know if they went or not, but anyway. enough said about that. That's fine. I did run into them while I was on my nipple walk on Monday, but I'll get to that in a minute. y'all recorded the LFC. Veda. Old Veda had a secret. Not a secret, but he thinks that. He thinks that he knows. He's figured out a secret about Daddy Ron. Big Fatty. I'm sure he's. I don't know what he's doing, but anyway. After that was over, y'all, I had me a little supper. What did I have? I don't remember what I had, but y'all, I made some popcorn. I didn't use the microwave popcorn. I used the Orville Bettenrocker's a white popcorn, and you know, did it on the stovetop with some bacon grease. Y'all, it just wasn't as good as the microwave popcorn, the Blanc Jewel microwave popcorn. So y'all, I think I've settled in on a winner. Yes, Big Fatty, winner chicken dinner, popcorn dinner. So that was that. Y'all, I did receive an e-letter from the Coos. Y'all, 40% off Big Fatty? Y'all, it was like it was burning a hole in my pocket. So I went over there. I didn't really need anything, but y'all, they had a little folding table that matched the new teal blue rocking chairs that I have on the veranda, and I think I can use it. Sometimes when we're out there, there's not really a lot of places for you to put down your beverage. And so since it matched the chairs, I got that. It was on sale, plus the 40% off. And y'all, I got me a new body pillow. You know, Big Fatty believes in being single is underrated, and you can snuggle with a body pillow. Well, mine, y'all, I think my body pillow may be as old as the old gal. but y'all, I just decided I needed a new one, and I got a new pillowcase for it and everything. So y'all, those are all coming. Y'all, I think all of that together was $35 and free shipping. Free shipping. And so that's coming this week. I watched the news. I was going to watch the 60 Minutes, but it was a repeat. So I watched another episode of that After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson. And y'all, it's such a good show. And y'all, then it was time for the blue-haired rents home permanent award, home permanent awards. And y'all, I stayed up and I made the popcorn doing that. Y'all, I stayed up till about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and you know, I had taken my go-to-bed pills about 8:30. And y'all, I could not stay awake any longer. And but I recorded the second half of it. Big Fatty Alex Lefevre would be very upset with you if you didn't watch it all. Well, I hadn't watched the second half yet, but that's on my agenda this afternoon. And anyway, slept like a baby. Woke up about 6:15 a.m. in the morning. Totally rested, kind of lay there. Y'all, when I wake up, I kind of lay there in the love chamber, and I read some things on the Twix, and I check my e-letters and see if I got any testimoniums. You know, my cellular telephonic device goes on sleep mode, so it doesn't wake me up after 10 p.m. in the evening. Nothing good comes after 10 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, I did get a testimonium from my middle brother about 9 p.m. It may be a little bit before that. Well, no, it's about 9 p.m., and he says, I have dropped my college ring into the lake. I've a diver is on his way over here. He says it should not be a problem to locate it. It's in about 15 feet of water and mud. And I'm like, I find that hard to believe, but you know, we'll see. Y'all, it took the man less than 2 minutes to find it once he went under the water. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I don't know what my brother paid him, but I'm sure he was happy to pay it all. y'all got up on Monday morning. Had my coffee. Y'all, for my brofkas, I cooked up some bafrin, and I had some... what did I have with that? Oh, I had an English muffin with that. Did my puzzles. Did the Sudoku. Y'all, I couldn't get the Saturday Sudoku, but I got it Sunday afternoon. So, anyway, persistence. And, then, I finished all that up, and then I was off 5 hours off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, came in, did my mid-nipple walk break, watered the ferns in Fern Gully and my new little trees that I planted, because, y'all, it's just hot and dry. Hot and dry. I say, yes, Big Fatty, kind of like Granny's butthole, except it's not hot. Then I was off. I was off, did the big circle, and y'all, on my way back, the Haunt Cub and Bestie Bill and the Nip were in the car, and y'all, they were getting ready to head out. They were getting ready to head out to Hatlanta. Y'all, they're going to be over there Monday night and Tuesday night, and then come back on Wednesday. Y'all, they're going to the Six Flags over Georgia. And my memory lane segment today, you know, as the colon churns, will give you a little story about Six Flags Over Georgia. And y'all, when that was all over, finished the nipple walk and ate a little snicker snack. And then I got my sure, and y'all laid down for a little nip and nap. Didn't sleep very much, probably about 20 minutes. And y'all, here I am up recording a little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. As the colon churns, a visit down memory lane with Big Fatty. This is Flapdoodle McNoodle inviting you to sit back and enjoy as the colon churns.
Now, y'all, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4 was the time that this segment started.
Back when Big Fatty was a senior in high school, y'all, that was 50 years ago, y'all, I got a job, and I may have told this before, I got a job working at Six Flags Over Georgia. And y'all, it ran from like February or March, and I had to quit at the end of July because, you know, it was time to head off to the coal mine. I worked in what was then the brand new section of the park, and y'all, it was called the Southeast Exposition, and y'all, it was brand new, and y'all, it's where they had the Great American Scream Machine. Y'all, it was a wooden roller coaster, absolutely terrifying at the time, and y'all, Big Fatty worked in the attractions department, which included games, and y'all, they had like a boardwalk of all these different carnival games and everything. And y'all, Big Fatty worked in one called Fascination. And y'all, Fascination was the only one that was indoors and air conditioned. You took a ball and you rolled it under the piece of glass and you tried to get five lights in a row, a diagonal, across, or horizontal, and you won coupons. And if you got just a regular five in a row, you got one coupon. If you got the gold row, you got
three coupons, and if you got the red row, you got five coupons. And, you know, then we had the Redemption Center. Yo, there were people that would come to Six Flags Over Georgia, and they would sit there. That's the only thing they would do. I guess it was the old folks would do that, and the kids would be off riding the rides and everything. But y'all, part of all of that was someone had to explain the game. So y'all, I sat up at the elevated podium, and y'all, spoken to the microhoist all day long. And y'all, I'm looking at the map of the Six Flags Over Georgia now. Y'all, it is nothing like it was back in the day 50 years ago. Y'all, it looks like they've still got those games there. I don't know if Fascination is still there or not, but anyway, the Scream Machine's there. Y'all, it has become a roller coaster park. What kind of park, Big Fatty? Roller coaster. But, y'all, it was a good time. Y'all, I got paid $1.80 an hour. And if you work through Memorial Day, they gave you an extra 20 cents an hour based on the number of hours that you had worked. And if you worked till Labor Day, they gave you another 20 cents. But, y'all, Big Fatty couldn't work till Labor Day, so I didn't get that 20 cents. But, y'all, it was fun. It was just fun, and I just thought I'd head down memory lane and share that with you. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is Flapdoodle MacNoodle inviting you to join us for the next time that the colon churns.
Just into the BFO award-winning podcast desk. Y'all, it's here. It's here. Miss Kathy Bacon has launched her little show. And y'all, I'm going to put a link to the RSS feed, but I'll tell you what it is right now. It's the https://feeds with an S dot Buzzsprout, buzzsprout.com/236-6528.rss. And y'all, the name of the little show is Epitome, Epitome. And y'all, the logo is like a big red box with a yellow ribbon around it. So y'all, I don't know if it's in the iTurds yet, but give it a listen if you'd like. Y'all, it's not bad, Miss Bacon, not bad at all. And I'll look forward to... Oh, dear Gussie, I look forward to you getting as many episodes as Big Fatty. Big Fatty, she just knows better than that. Well, probably so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, like I say, I'm running Fat Acres by myself here. While they're off gallivanting over in the Hatlanta, and y'all, they left at 11 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, they're going to be in traffic for hours. Hours, I tell you. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat. And Crooked Hat, how do you plan on spending your Tuesday?
It's also Honor Big Fatty Weenie Day.
Oh, you're very kind to honor that.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.